Beware. Reality ahead.
Welcome to the Road of Faith, dear friends. We're so glad that you're here for the seminar today. My name's Ken Fletcher, and I want to welcome you here. And we've got a great seminar coming up. Some good word coming for you today. So you'll want to find out what the Lord has got in store here. And we're just being led here. We're endeavoring to flow with the Holy Spirit and how He wants to bring things out throughout this seminar, throughout this whole series of One in Him. And so we're excited about what He's doing and the journey that He's taking us on. And we've already had a good little start, so we're just endeavoring to continue this week into the good things that He's got for us that He wants to bring out in this seminar today. So I hope you stay with me. Praise the Lord. Let's have a word of prayer today. Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity to come and approach Your Word. And to look at it and receive revelation and understanding about what You have done in us. And how exciting it is to explore and to find out the truth of the things that You have done so that we can realize it and understand it and actually live in here in our lives and to walk in the reality of it. Father, we're so thankful for the understanding and illuminating our minds and enlightening us to these things that belong to us, that You've already done, that You want us to understand and walk in and live in, and which brings us into victory in our lives. We give You praise for every battle. We're so thankful because You bring us out in victory in every battle. Lord, we thank You for it. We thank You for Your blessings today, and we thank You, Lord God, for just flowing through me and help me to say things right, to be a benefit to my friend there who's watching or listening to this broadcast today. We give You thanks for every good thing that You're doing in us, through us, and in this seminar today. We give You praise, Master. We give You thanks. Thank You, Lord, Jesus' name. Amen. So I hope you agree with that. God is doing great things in us and through us and bringing us into an understanding of what we have in Him, which is great, really great. And that's why it takes so long sometimes to get these things out, because it's so great and so amazing, the things that He has done. And it just, man, it's fantastic. It's almost too good to be true what He has done. And the fact of the matter that if we didn't have the Word of God, how in the world are we going to connect with all of these wonderful things that He has done? But He's given us the Word of God in order to expose these things and help us to see what He has given to us already and that what has happened in us. I mean, there's a lot of things that's happened in us now that we have in here now that we don't have any idea that we have, that will belong to us, that we can do. That will bring us into his will for us. Amen. And we can get a hold of it. Now that's what we're committed to do in this series, is get a hold of the things that He has done, already done in us, and brought us into this relationship with Him, which means that that things have all of a sudden, since we're now in Christ, since we've received Him, since we've confessed Him as our Lord and His eternal life, everything has changed. Our whole, I mean, the whole thing has changed. Our whole perspective, our whole understanding. Well, a lot of times we come into this and we receive the Lord and we receive the gift of eternal life, the free gift that he has done for us, and we receive and we become one with him. But we, many times, we're so dull in our thinking and our worldly understanding of the unrenewed part of our minds. We're so dull that we can't connect with it. In other words, we're not connecting in faith the way we should be. And so since we're not connecting by faith the way we should be, we end up settling for something less and walking in the natural somehow, something that where we could enjoy something that the Lord wants us to enjoy and have victory and freedom and come and be delivered and all and healed and all kinds of other things that he has done for us. But if we don't know about it, how are we going to walk in it? How are we going to walk in faith? Well, that's what this seminar is all about. That's what this series is all about, is that we can find out what he has done and find out what he has said that we have and what he has done for us. We can find it out. And because of that, we can find it out and we can meditate on it and it becomes reality. We believe it. You come into a place of faith where you just believe it. And when you really believe it and live it from the inside, and you just cause it just causes you to live different, to see yourself different, to understand the where you are different and what's going on in this world. Amen. Praise your name forever. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in us and helping us to understand and grab a hold of this great thing you've done. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Now we want to start here today in, of course, our main scripture for the whole seminar is he that is joined, he or she, that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Amen. You're not one spirit, and Jesus is another spirit, and then we're not connected somehow. We just somehow come into some sort of a substandard, subservient relationship somehow with God, but that's not the way it is with us. He has brought us into oneness. He has raised us up. Jesus has raised us up to his very own level with the Father, which is an amazing thought to even begin to try to think about, that Jesus has raised us up to this level that he has, that he, the where he sits with the Father, we sit. Oh my goodness. Amen. All you got to do is turn this way, turn to your left, and there's the Father. Amen. In reality, we're sitting together. And we'll go through some of those scriptures. And we went through quite a few of those scriptures in the last seminar, but we're going through more scriptures this seminar, and maybe some of those same ones that we visited before in the last seminar. We're going to visit them again because they're applying to this amazing oneness relationship. Now, in the last series, we finished up there, one of the last things that we did in the Know Thyself series in part 50 there, in part 49, is we studied the John chapter 17 where Jesus prayed to the Father right before he went to the cross. Prayed for you and he prayed for me, that we would come into this same oneness relationship that he had with the Father before he came. One with the Father. And while he was on earth, he was in constant communication with the Father all the time. His spirit was alive to the Father, and he was communicating with the Father. The Spirit of God was in him, and that's where all the works. And he confessed himself many times, it's the Father in me that does these miracles. It's the Father in me. He wanted to always give glory to the Father. He wasn't about glorifying himself. He was about glorifying the Father. And he wanted us to come into this same relationship that he had with the Father before the world began. What an amazing thing, the truth of it, that the Son of God came for us and came to bring us the same kind of relationship that he and the Father had before the world existed. Brought to bring us. That's why he came. That's the bottom line. So praise God, we are learning. We are trying to keep our mind, try to renew our minds, try to understand. And in order to, we're seeking God about this thing now. We're seeking God about the reality of who we are, what we have in Him. We're seeking Him about, because we need the truth in order to live down here in this deceptive place that we're living. This world system full of lies and deception and wrong perceptions, man, only and partial stuff all the time, partial truths, which, you know, a partial truth, you know what that is. It's a lie, man. Anytime that there's a lie mixed in with the truth, well, it turns the truth into a lie itself, you see, because it's slanted and it's been manipulated and it's not pure anymore. It's got lies and deception and mixed in with truth. You say, well, we don't want that. We just want pure truth. We know we want to know the way it really is with us and God, the way it really is with us in this world and what we're supposed to be doing, what we're supposed to be about. And we are, by His grace, we are heading that way. We are seeking Him to get a real clear picture of what we have in Christ. Praise God, and it is vast. And there's really no way, I don't know if there's any way we could cover everything in this particular series. But we're gonna do our best to just to get a much better picture of reality of who we are in Christ and what He has done for us in bringing us into this oneness relationship with Him and the Father and the Holy Spirit. It's beyond imagination, the vastness. I mean, it just basically, it puts our lives into an unlimited, anything is possible now. All things are possible situation with the Lord and with the Father because they securely dwell within us all the time. Amen. So we can come into this miracle relationship. Praise God. Well, let me get into the scriptures real quick that we wanted to get in. The Lord wants to get into today. And these scriptures, what they're about is they're describing who we have in Him, what we have in Him, what He has done in us, what He has given to us. All of these realities that the Bible talks about is realities that we can't... Well, we just, naturally speaking, without His revelation, without understanding the truth here, it would just go right over us. And we would not be able to benefit. We would just walk out in our natural lives down here just doing the best we could, you know, which is not what He wants us to do. He wants us to come into this relationship with Him, to where we include Him and He includes us, and we do things together with Him. We just do things together. Jesus and I, we want to do things together. Now that's what He wants to do through you too. He wants to do things with you together and in His will for your, and in His best for your life. That's what He's after. That's what He wants to do. Amen. So these scriptures are all about, you know, that we're bringing out in this series here, these seminars. This is what we're bringing out, is these truths. And we want to think about them. We want to meditate them. We want them not just come in and out our ears and go, whoa, that was nice. You know, that's wonderful. Da, 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 go on. No, we want them to change us. We want them to change our perception of what we have. We want to believe these words. And we want to implement these words in our lives. And make it so in our lives. Praise God. What? The reality of what He's saying in this word. The reality that we want to live it and believe it and walk in it. Can we do it? Oh, yeah. Should we do it? Oh, yeah. Does He want us to do it? Oh, yes, He does. And we want to do it. That's the thing about it. We want to do it. No matter what you're involved in, you have a desire down in your heart to get the truth of who you are. You really do. Amen. Well, praise God. We're over here in Acts chapter 17 today. And there's a verse over there in Acts chapter 17 and verse 28 that says, for in Him, in who? In Christ, in Jesus. For in Him we live and move and have our being. Amen. So it's in him that we do everything now. We live, we move, and we have our being in him now. Praise God. For in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Praise God. Now I want to jump down here to John chapter 15. John chapter 15 and verse, the first part of verse 5, and then I want to go into verse 7 here. But notice what is said here. Jesus is talking here. For I am the vine. This is verse 5 in John chapter 15. For I am the vine. You are the branches. Verse 7 says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that's a mind blower, isn't it? Mm-hmm. He said, if. He said, I am the vine. Now, of course, his life that Jesus won, that eternal life that brought him, that when he came out of that eternal life that was in Jesus, it dwells in him. And we, when we hook up with him, we become the branch. We are a branch. In other words, we are grafted into this vine, and the life of that vine now is flowing into this branch, which that's what we are. We are the branches. He's the vine. So his life that's in him, we, through faith, we hook up with this. We hook up with him, and we become one with him. And that same life that flows in the branch, that flows in Jesus, now is flowing in us. It just flows right into us all the time. That eternal life, that's who we are, that's what we have, that's where we're connected. Praise God. I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. Yes, we are. If you abide in me, look at, notice that these scriptures are talking about what we have in him, being joined with him. Praise God. One in the spirit. Amen. One in him. That same life that flows in the branch is flowing in you and I. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If you abide in me, notice here, and my words abide in you. Well, you've got to know what his will is, his words are, what he's saying to do. And so at that point in time, when you've got his word on it, you know what his will is on things. You're abiding in him. He's abiding in you. And you, his words are abiding in you. You've got some faith in what he said. You see what I'm saying? Faith is coming to you to live, to walk in it, to walk in his words. He says here, and my words abide in you. You shall ask what you will, and it shall be done. Why? When you line your will up with his will and his words, when you're lining your will up with his words and his will in you, you can ask what you want, because your will is lined up with his will, and you want to do what he says in his word to do. So of course it's going to happen for you. Amen. You will ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Now that's an amazing thing. So we can live in miracle provision, miracle healing. We can live in miracle direction every day. We can walk out the perfect will of God when we hear what Jesus has got to say about it. And the more of his words we can get in us, the more of that, see, we're already abiding in him. So it's the more words we can get, the more faith that we have, and so we have more results. I mean, you ask what you will and it'd be done. So what just happened there? Miracles. He's doing what he wants to do in us, and we're in agreement with it. We're all part of what he wants to do. Now we want to do what he wants to do on the earth. I don't want to do my own thing anymore. Now I know a lot of Christians, they still doing their own thing, but really they're missing out on so many good things. If they would just turn all that over to the Lord, give him, you know, the whole direction of their whole life, they would begin to see some miracles now. I mean, when he takes the reins, he's given the reins. Oh, he's not going to give, you know, you're not going to give him the steering wheel, you know, until you give. If you want to do your own thing, you want to drive yourself. You want to head the way you want to go. A lot of believers are there, you know, or maybe even fooled to think that that's the will of God. But man, you've got to really submit yourself to find out His will. I mean, really yield yourself. We talked a lot about that in the last seminar. But here, if we're abiding in Him, and boy, and we do, and He abides in us, and His words are abiding in us, and what He says is true, and what He wants for us, if His words are abiding, we can ask what we want, and it's going to be done. We're going to see these miracles. We're going to see answers and things him come to pass in our lives because we're in faith. We're in faith about what He has said in His word. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I am the vine, you're the branches. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. Amen. So it's between you and God, isn't it? It's between you and Him. How deep you want to go, how these words take root into you, and then you have faith in it, and praise God. That's what you will. It'll be done. Miracle places. Praise God. Miracle things. Well, I'm out of time again, but I sure do thank you for joining us today. And we appreciate you so much, and are praying for you that you come into an understanding of things that you're facing today. You're not facing them alone. That you're one in God. Amen. So until next week, my friend, don't forget to join me here on the Road of Faith Seminar. And remember this about me, Lord, about me, and that is that I love you.